Welcome back to the Early Fantasy Challenge podcast. It doesn't matter who I am, and it doesn't matter who my co-host is. This week we have a special guest. Javi, tell everybody about it.
Well, you have it on the screen already. Former EuroLeague MVP, reigning EuroLeague MVP, now with the Sacramento Kings, Sasha Vatenkov. Sasha, how are you?
Hello. Happy to be with you to talk a little bit about basketball. I'm good, and thank you for the invitation you made me to be part of this podcast, and I'm really happy.
Well, let's start off. I understand that you sprained your ankle in practice recently. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I was a little bit unlucky because it was the second sprain in less than 3 weeks, let's say. This time was a little bit more serious. So as the report went out, I have to stay out 4 to 6 weeks. It's the first time I have to stay so long like the last years. But, I have to find the positive way to be first mental good and then physically good. So I'm working hard the parts I can. And the good part is now it's the All-Star break, so I have a little bit more time without games. I'll miss some games, but, it's part of our job, so I have to continue.
Well, on the bright side, this gives you more time to work on your fantasy challenge team.
True. Always there's more time for the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge, to study the players. And, we played for years. So it's part of our routine, part of our life.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Before I forget, I want to thank the NBA and the Sacramento Kings for giving us permission to talk to you, which we had to go to the top of the communication chain to talk to you, which is great. Okay, you've been playing for years, but now that you're outside the EuroLeague, does the game help you connect with the competition a little bit more?
When I was in EuroLeague, I had some rules for myself, don't take players from the opponent team or coach from the opponent team, and I was I think I was doing better when I was inside the EuroLeague. Now a little bit far away, I don't know, even because the games are so unpredictable and the players it's tough to find consistency. And the budget, I don't know who made the budget. Sometimes it's a lot of expensive. This year is more expensive than usual. So, it's a little bit more difficult this year, but I'm trying my best.
Do you still favor Olympiacos players?
I used to sometimes and depends who is injured, because for the fantasy, as people may know, when there is injuries, it's a little bit more easier to pick players, because the guy who is playing on the same position with the guy who is injured can play more minutes, heavy minutes. So this can help a little bit decide the team. But of course, we don't want injuries in the teams. That's the number one thing. I hope everybody's healthy, but yeah, I pick some players from Olympiacos.
I guess that Alec Peters, that now is taking your minutes in Olympiacos, is one of the choices that you made in fantasy, right?
I took some, 1-2 times I take Alec, 1-2 times I take Nicola or Mustafa, depends who was injured back, as I said, and 1-2 times Thomas or Isaiah, I like to change always 3 players as the rules, and I try to stick with a core, let's say, of players. So, it's tough, because when you make mistakes and when you think a lot, usually happens something different.
So tell us, who's your core of players this season?
I started with Toko Shengelia from the first moment until he get injured. I was with him, Shane Larkin. Shane Larkin was my choice. And then I had Tavares before he get injured. But since he get injured, the 2 positions of centers, I change every week. And then I had Chima Moneke, who played amazing. And then depends. Then I try to find some cheap options, some low budget options that it will help. Vanya Marinkovic lately, I tried because he was playing. Usually those 3-4 guys are my core. Before Chima Moneke, I took Nigel Hayes-Davis. He was longtime part of my team, but he get injured. And then I tried take Deshaun Pierre, because I said he'll play a lot, and then he get injured. So, those players. I wanted so much to take Mike James, but I never made it. Like, which I think I didn't do so well on that part because Mike is playing amazing. So yeah, more or less those players.
Is it a
Well,
coincidence that
now
you've spent a lot of money on guys that play your position?
they play good. They play good, because the more important is the, like, not in basketball, in fantasy, is the PIR. So I think those guys are versatile. Like, they can score, they can take rebounds, they can, like, put an assist. So it's I think I and I think they play a lot. Like, I'm searching players who play a lot of minutes.
Well, I was gonna wonder about the coaches. Did you have any go-to coach so
Oh, every
far or?
like every week I'm trying to find a coach who has clear advantage. And on the coaching part, I think, like, with some exceptions, I did pretty well. I remember the most painful is, like, when Partizan lost from Bayern, just because I didn't want to spend, like, a little bit more money to take Barca coach against Alba. So, sometimes you have to make a choice if you want to spend more money to the coach and less to the players. But sometimes we make mistakes. Well, no, the coaches, I just see who is playing with who, and usually I take a home court advantage or someone who is playing with, like, Alba or Villarban at home, especially where they have clear advantage.
Yeah, it happens. Well, now that we have a limited trading, is your chance to get Mike James. Are you going to go for him? Or take into account that he's 28 points away from breaking the scoring record in Barcelona. Okay, they
No.
play Barca, but I
That's
expect a big game for him just because of that.
I think I will keep him probably for next week. I don't know if they play at home next week, but I
They
think
do.
breaking a record at home, yeah, I think breaking a record at home, it's a little bit better. Like, they can make a small event, maybe they can stop the game. If you break a record away, I don't know how much is the same. So I'll save him for next week, but usually, because we're playing this league with the same guys, like almost the same guys every year, when we have a limited trades, and this is shown, like, from the first round, everybody's doing so bad because, like, you have all the options, so you don't know who to take. So it's a little bit tricky. I make some mock teams in my mind, so let's see.
How many teams do you have?
I have one team.
Not like Javi, who has 12.
No, I have
Yeah.
three. Three is the maximum. No, but what I was wondering is that I think everybody's going to go for the same players, Larkin and James and Moneke and probably Tavares if he's healthy. But I think that the guys who are going to make the difference are the guys in the range of, let's say, 10 to 7 credits. And that's where you have to be good. One player that I have in my radar. Because I think at some point he has to play well, is Vladimir Lucic. Vladimir Lucic, he's going to play Zvezda. He's a Partizan grown player, and he's 9.6 credits. Well, what do you think? Do you see any cheap player that people should go for with unlimited trades?
I see recently the guy from Asvel, NDIE, he's playing a lot, and he produced some, like, numbers. And depends, because one game Geoffrey Laverne didn't play, and the other game Youssoufa Fall didn't play. Like, he's getting some minutes with a new coach, so he costs, like, cheap, and, like, people can take him. And also Giedraitis is taking a long time in Žalgiris with Andrea Trinchieri. I know, like, a lot of people are taking him, but, like, now especially he's playing even more. So I think these two guys, and as I said, like, Vanja Marinković is a little bit more expensive than these guys, but still, like, I think for a safe option.
Tell us a little bit
Well,
about your viewing habits. You're 9 hours ahead, sorry, 9 hours behind Central Europe.
yeah.
Does it work out for you to watch games live? Are you able to do that?
Usually the good part is that at the gym or analytics session, they always watch EuroLeague, so we have it over there. And usually we have practice at this time, so the early games I am not able to watch, or I watch them after. And, like, the late games, I'm able to watch a little bit, but usually the game I want, I go and watch it again. Or and on the TV I have, like, if I miss a game, like, after 2 3 hours, you have it on repeat, and, like, after 2 days, like, the games are always on, so there's always times to watch it.
Yeah, and then your coaching staff is Jordi Fernandez, who's also a EuroLeague addict. So I guess you guys have the chance to talk EuroLeague a lot, right?
Yeah, we talk about EuroLeague, about ACB. You know, he's watching a lot. He likes European basketball. So we're talking, and the brother of Sabonis is like assistant coach in Žalgiris. So we talk a little bit with him too. It's good. It's good. Like European basketball is different. It's like totally. It's like every game matters, as it's the motto. So you know, it's really beautiful.
All right. Well, the Final Four is in Berlin. It's going to be amazing. We're going to miss you, of course. But I wanted to ask you, because we never had the chance to talk about this. How did you like the surprise that the EuroLeague had to give you the MVP award with all your family, with all the people wearing your mask and all that?
Yeah, you know, it was an amazing moment because, my career was up and down, you know, until I stable in the... And that the moment will come and, like, my family will be there and all... the kids and the guys with all the people with my mask, and you know, it's a moment where I think it's once in a lifetime, and yeah, especially the first one. You know, people who win it several times, you know, it's different, but especially if you win it the first time, is you just like feel amazing. I hope that we could win everything and go back home with the trophy, you know, but still a memory that we have to live with. So you know. I don't think I'll go to Kaunas soon again, so.
True that. Well, and talking about the Fantasy Challenge, what are you looking forward to? You know, this year we have a play-in, we have playoffs, we have Final Four, and we're going to have less and less and less players available. I guess that the final stages of the competition are going to be critical, right?
Yeah, as I said, like we're playing... the same guys in the private league for so long, and it's like so competitive because like from the first to seventh place, everybody is close, and playing playoffs, less players, it's really interesting. And you know, the good part is that everybody's competitive and everybody wants to play, and everybody, you know, they're a little bit trash talk with each other. So I'm looking forward now because we're coming to the end to build a solid core, a solid team, and try to take the players. Like for me, and I hope I'm good, like the tips I would give, like the two players I would take this week for sure is Wade Baldwin and Jonathan Motley. Like I'll take them for sure, and then I'll build the team around them and try to, because like they play really good, and I think they will carry their teams over for this critical point of the season.
Everybody needs to write that down.
Yeah.
You mentioned a little bit your private league. Tell us who you play with. Who's in your private league?
I play with Javi knows him. He's first right now. Michalis Stefano, that he's living in Barcelona. Javi, you know him. And yeah. Michalis Lunzis is playing in. A friend from Bulgaria is playing in. A friend from Greece. The head of department of physios in Olympiakos, Vangelis, who is like a lot of years in the team, he's playing too. Friends around the world. You know, it's international league from Greece, Bulgaria, Cyprus, Spain, everywhere in the world. So we're trying, you know, to watch the games with some fun and some different. Sometimes it's bad because I like watch games, but when I have the player in the team, you know, I'm focusing so much on the player I have in my team that I miss a little bit the whole game, but.
We are all like that. That's the Fantasy Challenge experience.
It happens to all of us. I have to say, Michalis was a guest in the Fantasy Challenge, and I'd like to repeat this anecdote, which is that he was second in a week last year, yeah. And he lost the prize by 0.1 points.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
And this year, a friend of mine who is now, I think, like fifth in the league, he was ninth in the total, in the total one time. Yeah, not so close as Michalis, but you know.
Yeah, 0.1 is cruel. It's horrible. Anyway, Sasha, thank you very much for being with us. Very good luck to you and to the Sacramento Kings in the rest of the season. We hope to see you around at some point. I guess that when the season is over, you'll come over and maybe I mean, if everything goes well, no, but maybe you'll have time to catch up with us,
Yeah.
and that's it.
Thank you.
Very good
Thank you
luck, man.
so. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the invitation. People to watch EuroLeague, like play the fantasy game and enjoy. And I think now that the season is going towards the end, we'll watch like amazing games.
We hope so. And best of luck, speedy recovery. I hope that we see you back on the courts very soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.